This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. In case you forgot, let me remind you. On July 18th, 2019, the Office of the United States Attorney for the District of Vermont announced a federal grand jury returned a 12-count indictment against Arle Louisa, 53, of 223 Lenox Road in Brooklyn, charging him with running an immigration fraud scheme that included the filing of false statements with the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, including over 1,800 fraudulent applications for over 1,000 petitioners within the last 4 years. Mr. Figaro, right now, Mr. Louisa is still continuing to break the law with his immigration fraud, and his victims are now in deportation proceedings.
Yes, Ms. Phillip, it's great to be here. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And as Ms. Phillip said, there was an indictment by a grand jury, and it claimed that Mr. Arle Louisa committed over 1,000 fraudulent applications, with people claiming under the VAWA applications that they were abused by their abusive spouses, children, what have you. Mr. Louisa is claiming that he has a loophole in the law. Mr. Louisa is still meeting people. Why? How do we know? It's called an investigative journalism. So what is happening now is we warn people that deportation proceedings can be started against them on this show, in our publication, Caribbean American Weekly, Workers World Today. And now people are getting served the NTA, notice to appear. That means that these people who file those applications are soon going to be before immigration judges. Which one of them? The U.S. Immigration Services, they will decide whom. And basically, anyone who used his service and he didn't sign the forms, and you sign a blank form, we have said, you know, over and over, you're going to be held responsible whether or not you read the I-360 form, the I-485 form, or any forms, I-130, seeking any immigration benefit that you do not qualify for. So fraud is a specific intent crime. And as far as the immigration is concerned, anyone who files fraudulent applications for any immigration benefit is going to be banned for life for any immigration benefit. Once you have served that notice to appear, you have to go to the immigration court. Basically, they're going to say that you came here, overstayed your time, and you are not eligible to remain in the U.S. What is going to be your defense for deportation? Is it cancellation of removal? Is it adjustment of status? What is your defense? And based on what we have been seeing with the people who have been victims of Louisa, it seems that very few of them will have any immigration defense to deportation. I am calling on the district attorney, Mr. Gonzalez, for the Kings County, I'm calling on Congresswoman Clark because Congresswoman Clark, her office is opposite to Mr. Ali Luzon's office where that fraud is being committed. We cannot have someone representing us in Congress claiming that they are helping Caribbean immigrants or all immigrants when so many victims, over 1,000, close to 1,800, have been victims of this gentleman. Congresswoman Clark has never reached out to the editors, to the people at the Caribbean American Weekly about this fraud. We would like to know what is Congresswoman Clark is, what is she doing? And does she deserve to represent the Caribbean immigrant community or anyone here in her district? Also, the district attorney. We have sent people to the district attorney. We will send more people to the district attorney about with this gentleman, Ali Luzon. We would like the district attorney to bring charges against him. Mr. Ali Luzon is also a registered notary in New York State. And that should be taken into consideration because if you read the 17 pages associated with notary law, one can deduce that he could go to prison for a very long time on felony charges. If anyone testifies against Mr. Ali Luzon, they will qualify for a U visa. And that's what the district attorney here in Kings County should be doing. That should be his priority. Mr. Gonzalez is from Puerto Rico, I believe. They are not immigrants here. So maybe it's not close enough to home for him. But these immigrants, they are desperate. They are scared. They need to survive. And that is what Mr. Ali Luzon has taken advantage of. What he is doing is what a lot of criminals have also done against immigrants. And it is about time the Kings County District Attorney's Office does something about it. Do they care? What research are they doing? Are they sending undercover agents to his office to actually do further charges against him? And these charges are state charges. The State Attorney General, Tish James, you should be concerned too. You should call on the District Attorney for Kings County. And you should ask him, ask the Congresswoman, meet as a group to help these people, the victims of immigration fraud. Because these people will be placed in deportation, as is happening. These people have lost a lot of money. Do the math. 1,800 by 1,000, that's over $1 million, almost 2 million. It could be more money. This is a serious, serious crime against immigrants. Jamaicans, Grenadians, Trinidadians, Vincentians, St. Lucians, Bajans. The Consulate General for those countries should be concerned. The Prime Minister of those countries should be concerned. Ali Luzon is from Grenada. What are we going to do to protect the people of our community when KKK Russian Trump is getting these people scared? It's saying to us, you know, we come from shithole countries. That is not my language. That's the president of this United States of America language. The one who now they're going to hopefully impeach. So please, my people, listeners, tell a friend, tell your family, spread the word that Ali Luzon is getting people into trouble. That Ali Luzon, even though it has to be proven in criminal court, you know, he's not guilty until proven. He is still meeting with people and he is still lying to people. And he is still telling people that he has a loophole. That loophole is going to take you to prison. That loophole is going to get you into deportation proceedings. That's what that loophole is all about. That loophole is filling his pockets with cash. And he says, you know, I am untouchable, Luzon. What does he mean by untouchable? Does he have the congresswoman in his pocket? Does he have the district attorney in his pocket? Obviously not.
But why does he think that he is untouchable? And he is not untouchable, my people. And it's about time you people get angry. The telephone number for the district attorney's office is 718-250-2000. Again, 718-250-2000. You call the district attorney's office and you say to those people working there that's supposed to protect us, what are you doing, Mr. Gonzalez, about this criminal who is defrauding Caribbean immigrants here? What are you doing? Do you have a task force? What investigations are you doing? When is he going to be arrested? When is our people going to be protected? You, my listenership, you have to help. You have to call the district attorney's office and tell them respectfully that you want to leave a message for the Kings County District Attorney. 718-250-2000. Tell them you want an investigation. Tell them you want an arrest. Tell them our people need to be protected. So whether you are a citizen, green card holder, undocumented, call and let them know that you are concerned. Not just Brian Figaro of Ask the Lawyer. All of us should be concerned. The congresswoman should be concerned. The city council representatives should be concerned. The state assembly, state senate people should be concerned. We put them into office. We could take them out of office if they do not protect us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Ms. Phillip?
That's right. So do not hesitate. Do not procrastinate. Call us right now. Get a free, no obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise, or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.